When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Be Inspired show right here on Active FM. This is your one and only, the Gentle Moon. Yep, I'm back again with another epic episode right here on Active FM in the Be Inspired show. I hope everyone is good and everyone is doing great, you know, even though the weather is unpredictable. So yeah, in SA, South Africa, the weather is literally unpredictable. There are times where it's very hot. All of a sudden, bam, it's raining. Times when it's raining, bam, all of a sudden it's hot. So the weather is literally inconsistent, you know what I'm saying? So, that's how the weather is, you know. The same way the weather is unpredictable, the same way how life is also unpredictable. But yeah, we're here again with another epic episode. Another day, this is a Be Inspired show, and our whole concept in a Be Inspired show is to inspire people. That's what we do. We try to inspire people. Because at the end of the day, life is literally unpredictable, and a lot of things go down in our life. But just because life hits us doesn't mean that we should give up or care. Now, a week ago, I think I had a guest speaker over here. Hopefully you guys listened to the show and you enjoyed it. But today I'm on my ace. I'm solo. I'm alone. Don't have a guest speaker for now, so it's cool. It's not a problem. Now, so obviously, since it's been me and the listeners here on the Be Inspired show, so let me explain to you what the topic will be about today. Okay. So the name of the topic today is called dedication. At the end of the day, this is a Be Inspired show and we aim to inspire. So the name of today's topic is called dedication, you know. I feel I don't need to explain the whole concept or explain the meaning of dedication because everyone knows it and we all have it, you know. If you're dedicated to something, you can achieve it. Everything in life that we need, that we want, it all comes through dedication. It's one thing to want something. It's another to be dedicated to it. You get what I'm saying? Nothing in this world comes cheap. Nothing in this world comes easy, unfortunately. I wish, you know, for those who are spoon-fed and they get things easily, okay, good for them. But there are those who have to work hard to get what they want. There are those who have to be dedicated to get what they want. So at the end of the day, we all have dedication. We just all use it differently, you know. At the end of the day, I don't think things are impossible in this world to get. I feel like they only become impossible when you think they are impossible, you know. Someone once told me that you are what you think. In other words, if you think you're useless, then you're useless. If you think you're weak, then you're weak. You are what you think, you know. And another person once said that, you know, it's not a problem being weak. It's not a problem being weak. It's a problem when you stay weak. Okay. So in other words, that just proves that you are what you think. So if you think you are what, if you think that you're bad or whatever the case may be, that's what you think, then you are what you think. But if you think that, you know what, I can do this. I can push past this. I can conquer this. I can dedicate myself to this and I will actually achieve it. Then you will. You know? At the end of the day, according to biology, your brain controls everything in your body. So, obviously, your thoughts control your action. You get what I'm saying? So, if you put yourself down, then there's nothing you can do it. But if someone puts you down, it's another story, because why? You can actually prove them wrong. But now, how can you prove yourself wrong if you are what you think? You are what you think. If you think you're the greatest in the world, like Muhammad Ali, then you're the greatest in the world, like Muhammad Ali, because he became the greatest in the world, like Muhammad Ali. If you think that you're able to score 700 goals like Cristiano Ronaldo, then you're able to score 700 goals like Cristiano Ronaldo. Because Ronaldo's aim was to be number one. You know? Number one, that was his aim. I'm a big fan of soccer, and when it comes to games, I like playing FIFA. A couple of decades ago, growing up, I had a friend of mine who liked to play FIFA. Okay? So, I whip him, he whipped me. But when I realized this, is that no matter what he does, no matter how small of a thing he does in his life, he hates to lose. I mean, okay, technically he's older than me, you know. So he was in high school, I think he was in Palmer School at the time. Okay, like, yeah, primary school at the time. And then we're playing FIFA, you know. I got used to the game, and I used to whip him. He hated to lose to the point where he even threw the remote against the wall. So that guy told himself that losing is not an option. You get what I'm saying? So he hates to lose in whatever he does. I mean, we're just playing a game. It's a game. Okay. I didn't take it serious, but he took it serious because he was losing. So obviously when he lost, he starts saying some other words there and threw the remote against the wall because he was angry. So the whole point of that guy is that he hates to lose. In whatever thing he does in his life, losing is not an option. So what he's dedicated his whole life into winning. In whatever he does, I don't care how technically he doesn't care how big it is, he doesn't care how small it is. The guy just hates to lose. If a guy hates to lose, that even if he loses against against a kid in playing FIFA, that he will get so angry and frustrated and throw the remote against the wall. It's a game. We just play a game. Okay, I just happened to win. Because I was good, okay. But for him, like that, so he got angry for that. Like, angry at me for that, because you know, he lost. But for me, it's not the fact that he lost; it's the fact that he hates losing in whatever he does. It's just a game. So no matter what he does in life, the guy hates losing. Like, literally, that's, I don't know. For me, it's inspiring. I mean, to hate to lose, obviously, it will keep pushing you to win. Get what I'm saying? I feel like the same way with CR7, I feel like he hates losing as well. He's always aiming to be the best in the world, you know. He's always aiming to be number one. So he put dedication into what he does, into what he loves. You know, so if you dedicate yourself into what you're doing, you can achieve greatness. Whatever it is that you're doing, if you love it, then you dedicate yourself to it. There's a lot of achievement that you can get from dedicating yourself to doing something. I mean, if you look at, just look around you, you will see people who are dedicated to what they do. You will see people who do a lot of things, you know. When was this? I think 2 days ago, I saw a young kid boxing the air. In other words, he was just practicing, you know. You can see that just the way he boxing, even though he's not boxing anyone, he's just practicing on his own. You can see that no, he's dedicated to boxing. You get what I'm saying? He loves it, you know. He practices every day. He dedicates himself and his time to at least put in 2 or 3 hours every day into what he loves. Dedication brings achievements. And that's a fact, you know, whether you believe it or not. Okay, so basically, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about dedication, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I can say this once again to you. You are what you think. If you think you're useless, then you probably are. I'm not saying you are, but if you think you are, then you probably are. Okay, I hate when people have this tendency of selling themselves short. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't sell yourself short just because things aren't going your way. You know, I promise you, we all humans, I mean, life hits us differently, you know, in different ways, in different aspects, you know. And depending on your environment, life will hit you differently. Depending on where you were raised or where you're born or where you are currently, life will hit you differently, you know. There are people who lose loved ones every day out there. They have to handle that. So just because life hits you doesn't mean that you must put yourself down or sell yourself short, okay? And then the story I'd like to tell you, but we'll talk about it after the song. So my whole point is you must dedicate whatever you're doing, put dedication to it, and you're going to see how far it takes you. And also, another thing about dedication is that if you dedicate yourself to doing something, it will inspire someone else to do it without you even having to speak to them or tell them, hey, come, let's do this. No, just by you dedicating yourself and your time to what you love in doing, for example, football, rugby, whatever it is, if you just put dedication, because the thing is, people are watching everywhere. People are always watching, whether you like it or not. So if they see that you are like, this guy is actually dedicated to what he's doing, they will also be inspired to do the same thing. It takes one to change a million. But anywho, so our first song of the day, obviously we're going to come back and continue with our concept of dedication. Our first song of the day is by Capital King, called All The Way, and I'm going to see you after this.
seen it before, afraid of what's in store, but this time I'm ready to go. Break through the laws of man, into a foreign land, it's the only way to show everything we are and what we came to do.
Boys and girls, men and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. I want to say men and women. welcome back to the Be Inspired Show. This is a gentleman. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the song by Kettle Kings called All The Way. Okay, because he's a king after all, Kettle Kings. So, anywho, I hope you guys enjoyed the song. And obviously, before the song, I was explaining the whole concept of what we'll be talking about today. Today, I'm alone in the studio, just, you know, I haven't had a guest speaker yet, but don't come. Eventually, you never know, one day I might even have a famous guest speaker or a president. I don't know. All things are possible, as long as you think they are possible. Now, obviously, we're talking about dedication. So, obviously, in the Be Inspired Show, we do the bullet points today. So, the first bullet point goes like this. Why is being dedicated important? Well, you know, I feel like for every individual, it is important somehow to them. Okay, so that's a question that you can also ask yourself. You know, why being dedicated to something important, you know? I use a famous rugby player, well, from South Africa. He played in the 1995 World Cup, and when SA won the first rugby World Cup in 1995, you know, and obviously, if you think about it, for him, he scored how many? 38 trials in 60. Yeah, he scored 38 trials. Okay. So I'm not a big fan of rugby, so obviously, yeah. But he was an African guy called Jot. Fundy something. And obviously, the African guy, so he scored 38 trials in SA rugby. And for him to do all that, obviously, he was dedicated to rugby. And I mean, he had talent. I mean, when it came to rugby, he was good. I mean, he led his, what's called this, the Blues to win the Kedah Cup twice as he was the captain. He helped SA win the Rugby Cup in 1995 when Mandela was president. So he technically did a lot, you know. Also, obviously, for him to do all of that takes dedication, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy to be competing with a lot of, obviously, around the world. Like, you know, they played against Australia, and then in the finals they played against New Zealand. The All Blacks, who were the reigning champions of World Cup rugby, because they've been winning it all the time. So they're like the top dog when it comes to rugby, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this guy dedicated his whole career into rugby. and he won a lot of things and he scored a lot of trials into rugby. So that takes a lot of hard work and dedication because why he loves rugby, okay? But for me, it's not the fact that he was good at rugby. It's why that in 2014, a couple of years later, he was diagnosed with ALS, okay? So it's a disease that technically paralyzed him because he can't walk anymore. It's a disease that has no cure currently. There's no cure. So whoever has it, they give you a couple of months or years to live, as the doctors say. So he was contagious with ALS. It's called ALS. Okay, so that disease is dangerous. So it paralyzed him. He couldn't obviously walk. So everything, the whole family had to help him with everything. You know, help to feed him, help to change him, everything that you know. He couldn't do anything by himself technically. Okay, so. For me, that story is not the fact that he was diagnosed with ALS. It's the fact that for some reason, even though he was diagnosed with such a rare disease, which is such a fatal disease, he was still happy, you know. He was still smiling, still making jokes. He was still dedicating into continue to live. You get what I'm saying? You know, I mean, ALS, no one wants to get such a disease that has no cure. ALS, okay? So, because that thing makes you paralyzed, you know. It makes your bones weak. You can't walk. You can't do anything technically. You can talk. You can move your lips, yes. You know, but your whole body becomes weak and you are unable to do a lot of things, you know, even walk, even though you are completely walking in the beginning, okay? So, now for me that he's dedicating to living, you know. He's dedicating. So, he doesn't seem depressed. He doesn't seem upset. He doesn't seem into conception of wanting to commit suicide. He doesn't seem to be, you know, he's just dedicating to continue living. You know, he makes jokes. He has two kids. He laughs with his kids. He laughs with his parents. He's dedicating to continue living. He's dedicating to even help people who contain his condition to continue, to push them to continue living. You get what I'm saying? Because no one wants to be in a condition where you can do anything for yourself when everyone needs to actually baby you like a kid now. So for me, the dedication for me that he had was the fact that even though he was in such a critical state of a condition that technically paralyzed him for life, he didn't let it bother him. You get what I'm saying? He was dedicated to keep pushing. He was dedicated to make this disease aware, you know, to make this aware, and to encourage other people who have the same disease to tell them, don't worry, just because you have this disease doesn't mean that, you know, it's the end of the world, the end of life. You know, you can continue being happy the same way you ever been, you know, because there will always be people in your life that will live, you know, that will love you. Okay, so for me, I feel like that's what dedication brought to him personally. Okay, like the fact that he always smiled, he didn't seem depressed or angry or complaining or, you know, a lot of things that some humans would have done in that kind of condition. The guy seemed happy. He was always smiling, always making jokes. He seemed to be making jokes. He seemed to be encouraging others, you know, even though he himself is in that state. You get what I'm saying? So that dedication to actually push in life that shows that, doesn't mean what life brings, you know, I can actually overcome it. So that to me is kind of inspiring to me, you know, personally as a gentleman, that is kind of inspiring. You know, so that is dedication that we should all have, you know. I wouldn't say it's easy because I don't think being in this state is actually easy, but dedication to continue living even though in this state it's amazing. So which is why being dedicated is important, you know. So let me put it this way. So when you're dedicated, you give everything you have, all your efforts, to a cause or a task. So his cause was continue living. His task was to obviously enable to tell other people who make the disease aware, and to tell those who contain the disease, who are contagious to the disease, who have the disease, that, you know what, it's not the end of the world. You can continue living and dedicate your life to whatever else you want to do, continuing. Okay? So that, for me, was, I don't know, why being dedicated is important to some of us. But this story was just top notch for me. Okay. And another big point we have is, what is the power of dedication? The story, okay. So the power of dedication was like, the story I just mentioned, obviously, that's power. That's what dedication brings into a human form. I feel like, this is why I say you all should think, because his mind was brilliant, his body was weak. So, yeah, it's amazing what the mind can do. Like, so say, you all should think, okay? So he was dedicated to living. So that's the kind of power that dedication actually has in a human form, you know. Just that rugby player from South Africa, which was kind of amazing when I actually watched the documentary. So basically, yes, that's what it means to be. Why is it important to be dedicated? His story is just something else, okay? So now the power of dedication. Dedication is a unique power which is capable of converting your life from rages to riches. So what that technically means is that if you're dedicated to something, you can actually change your whole life around. If you're dedicated, you can actually become from poverty to rich, you know. You can change your whole life, your whole concept around, your whole, everything can be changed if they get into whatever you're doing. I mean, I've heard and seen people, I have stories of people who obviously they were born in nothing, and then they end up with everything, you know. Arnold Schwarzenegger has also a similar situation. And a lot of people who had nothing. Brad Pitt had a similar situation where he changed his whole life around because he was taken into acting. Denzel Washington actually, I once heard him say that he was rejected twice from the movie makers, but eventually he made it. Wesley Snipes used to park cars. Can you believe that? But obviously, he had dedicated it to becoming big, and he made it. Chris Pratt used to live in a van outside, in a small van. You know, now he lives in a house. He was dedicated into, obviously, to make his life happen, and he made it. Eminem used to... Eminem's story is another one. But obviously, there are a lot of people who just change their life around just like that. So just by that whole concept, it should tell you that, you know, your circumstances don't determine your future. Your circumstances don't determine your future. They will determine your future if you let them. But if you don't let them, they don't determine your future. A lot of people came out of situations that I can't even mention. You know, Oprah Winfrey was also one of them. The owner of Amazon, he came out of a hate situation before he became a billionaire. Okay, a lot of people came out of you got research and you'll find out. So Sylvester Stallone, believe it or not, Stallone used to sleep in a train station. Yeah, the guy who wrote 5 Rocky Balboa movies, he wrote them and he directed them and he acted on them. That guy used to sleep on a train station. So I understand that conception, you know. From that, from having nothing to having more than you can actually help for, it just shows that if you're dedicated to something, you can actually change your life around. There's too many I can mention. I don't have time to mention all of them. You know? But you get my point. if all those people can convert their lives around, why can't you? I'm just asking. Think about it. End of the day, we're all human. You know, one brain, also 2 parts of the brain. 10 fingers, 10 toes. 2 hands, 2 legs, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, 1 nose, 1 lip, 1 mouth, 1 tongue, 32 teeth. And then my point is, we're all human. So if they can change the whole life around, why can't you? Oh, if you can't, it's because you think you can. It's different. Because I said in the beginning, you are what you think. If you think that you cannot do it, then you will not do it. If someone tells you they cannot do it, then they're lying because they don't know you. Okay, so basically, that is the kind of power that dedication has. You just gotta, obviously, change the way you think. That's why they say that mindset is crucial. Mindset is crucial. You know? It's very interesting. Shawn Mendes, I'm pretty sure many of you know him. The way he made it to stardom was because all he did was, he took his guitar, he wrote music, and he played them on YouTube. He played the guitar and sang, and then he put it on YouTube, and he got millions and thousands and something of, you know, millions of views and subscribers, just posting songs, and then eventually a producer found him, and here we are, Shawn Mendes in a building, star and everything. You see, it's dedication, that's all it takes. That's the power of dedication, basically. That's what dedication can bring you. You know, you can convert your whole life around if you want to, if you believe to, if you're dedicated to it, to do it. It's possible. It's only possible. It only becomes impossible when you think it's impossible. At the end of the day, it's what you think. It's what you think. It's how you think and what you think about. Okay? It's what you think, how you think, and what you think about. It's different. You know, you are what you think. You are what you think. If you think you're the greatest, like Muhammad Ali said, I'm the greatest, and then you're the greatest. Then you are the greatest. It's that simple. Okay? And one thing I can tell you is just don't compare yourself to others. We're all humans, but we're all different. We all think differently. We all have different understandings. We all learn from each other. That's definitely true. But it doesn't mean that just because, you know, one person made it doesn't mean that you can't make it. And stop trying to compare yourself to others, because you cannot compare yourself to other people. You know, you are different. You are unique. You are who you are. You are exactly how you were raised to be. No, all I'm saying, just because other people, my point is this, just because people manage to convert their lives around, doesn't necessarily mean that you can't, because you definitely can. Okay, so, now before jumping to the second song, our third bullet point here goes this: what dedication brings to you? What does dedication bring to you? I'm not going to answer that, you're going to answer that yourself. Just ask yourself that question: what does dedication bring to me? What does it bring to you? Me, it brings a lot of things, you know, but that's for me to know. So ask yourself that question as a listener to the Beats by Show. Ask yourself that question: what does dedication bring to you? Ask yourself that question: what does dedication bring to you? That's how I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave you the question that you have to ask yourself. And then you answer yourself eventually. You yourself, you know. Me, myself, I know already what dedication brings to me. Because I've seen what I have accomplished when I'm dedicated to something. You're saying, I think I'm creative. The things I've done in my life. Jeez. But I think I'm creative. But there's a lot of things that dedication has brought in my life. Just me, specifically. You get what I'm saying? Me, the gentleman in the building. Okay. There's a lot that dedication brought to my life. So, question is, what did dedication bring to your life? What does dedication bring to you? So, that's the question you have to ask yourself and think about it. Think about it. I'm pretty sure there was a time and point in your life where you were dedicated to something and actually you should achieve it even more than you ever thought. It's amazing. It's amazing how life is unpredictable. But, you know, just ask yourself that question, and then if you can answer it, good for you. Okay, so now that's so for now, we're just going to jump into our first song by Matthew Parker called Signal. And I, the gentleman, will check you after this.
It's hard to breathe and alone and fading. I need you now to save me somehow. Can you see my signal rising to the sky in the night? The ghouls and ghosts rushing to fight. I need you by my side. The flame in my eyes is burning low. Can you see me? Help me, battle cry. But now you're gone, how can I survive? I need you now to save me somehow. Can you see my signal rising to the sky in the night? The ghouls and ghosts rushing to fight. I need you by my side. The flame in my eyes is burning low. Can you save me before I go?
Yo, welcome back to the Be Inspired Show, right here on Exit FM. This is the one and only gentleman in the building. I repeat, this is the gentleman in the building. If you're tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me give a quick recap. I'm just recapping, okay? So basically, we'll be talking about dedication, and if you're tuning in, you can listen from the beginning. So obviously, I always say this, like I've been saying this for the past couple of minutes. You are what you think, and think about it. And then before I play the song by Matthew Parker, I said that you must ask yourself this question. What dedication brings to you? So just ask yourself the question and see what it has brought in your life, obviously, through your whole lifespan. I mean, from the day you were born until now, whichever age you are. Think about it all, because I'm pretty sure at some point you would dedicate to something and you should achieve something. So it's proof either way, even though you didn't notice it. Okay, so anyway, continuing. Now these are the bullet points. Are just facts, you know, in my opinion. For you to dedicate yourself to something, the bullet points got this. You got to believe in yourself. So for you to be dedicated to something, you have got to believe in yourself. The same way people will believe in you, you still gotta believe in yourself. You get what I'm saying? You gotta believe that I can do this. You gotta believe that I'm able to do this. You gotta believe that I'm capable of doing this. You gotta believe that I have the ability to do this. No matter who you are, you know? There's a story I heard about a young man who was very active. He used to play basketball and stuff. And then he went to a holiday and then he jumped in a pool. And then he broke his spine. So after he broke his spine, also he was paralyzed. And then from there on, he lost his friends. His friends didn't come and see him anymore. And from there on, obviously he found love in the sport. This sport's called wheelchair basketball. So obviously he met new people from there. He grew more from there. Every day he went to wheelchair basketball and places. And wheelchair basketball as competition and stuff like that. It's a whole new scenario. You see, but it just shows that obviously for him to start a new sport called wheelchair basketball, even though he knew that he couldn't walk anymore for the rest of his life because he broke his spine, obviously. That takes some self-belief, you know what I'm saying? Because as much as people can believe in you and tell you that, hey, you are able to do this, but if you don't believe in yourself, the words are just pointless. So it takes, you gotta believe in yourself, you gotta believe that I'm able to do this. You are able to do this because you are who you think you are. At the end of the day, you are what you think, okay? So you gotta believe in yourself and know that, hey, I've got this, man. I have got this, okay? You know? Don't be like the Terminator. I'll be back. But you just know that I got this. Okay. So you gotta, it takes you believing in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. That's what it comes to. Now, another point here. It goes, now that you're capable of everything. Know that you're capable of everything. You gotta know that. Don't think of it. You gotta know that you're capable of everything. You know. You gotta know that. Okay. I mean, if he was able to find a new sport that enabled him to play a basketball, and even though he was in a wheelchair, he knew that he was capable of doing it. Even because it's called wheelchair basketball at the end of the day. So just get in a wheelchair and then you play around the ball. And obviously, it has its own rules and stuff like that, but it's still sport, you know, it's still active. It's still something that you initially do. So you got to know that you are capable of everything, no matter the kind of situation that life will bring, you know. I mean, no one wishes to be paralyzed. No one wishes to be handicapped. No one wishes to be disabled. No one wishes to have disease called ALS. ALS. No one wishes to have anything that will often cause them to not be functional. In other words, no one wishes that, but it's just, it happens, okay? So instead of you sitting and stressing and saying, why did this happen to me? You gotta get out there and find a solution, because you have got to know that you are capable of everything. You, yourself, have got to know that you are capable of everything. I mean, there's so many sports out there for disabled people. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's even soccer for people who are handicapped. They play football with crutches. Okay, that's okay, its own rules. There's even people handicapped, and you can go swimming. There's so many things that you can do. Just you only limit yourself because you think that you're limited. You get what I'm saying? Because why? At the end of the day, you are what you think. So just know that you're capable of everything. No matter how bad the situation may be in life, just know that you're capable of everything. Because you're born with the capability. Okay? Okay, so and then the last one, yeah, it goes that this dedication brings achievements. Well, think about it. It does bring achievements. No one can say that Messi was the best without dedication. He won 7 Ballon d'Ors. It's a lot of Ballon d'Ors. I think he's the highest player with more Ballon d'Ors than I know. That takes dedication, obviously. He won a couple of Champions Leagues, you know, that's a dedication. Because the thing is, I'm a football lover. Real Madrid won the UEFA Champions League 3 times consecutively. 3 times consecutively. And as in Zidane and Ronaldo and other players who were there also, you know, your Marcelo, your Modric. That took dedication to win one thing 3 times. And it's not easy to win the Champions League, you know what I'm saying? So they made history. So that took dedication to win a cup and hold it for twice. 3 times in a row. I mean, it's never been done in UEFA, but they actually did it. Why? Because it takes dedication. So those are just, you know, the minor examples I can tell you about what kind of achievement you can gain from being dedicated to doing something. Minor, you know, it's minor. Ronaldo won 5 Ballon d'Ors. Ronaldinho won 1. Benzema, oh my goodness gracious me. After so many years, the guy should have won a Ballon d'Or. So, yeah, okay. So after so many years, the guy actually won a Ballon d'Or. So obviously, it just shows that hey, dedication is actually possible. Okay. So that's all I got to say. And let me wrap this up. You know, just know that you are worth. You're worth it. Just know that you're able. Just know that you are technically the best in the world. Just know. Obviously, you just gotta believe in yourself. Yeah. So let me leave you, let me love and leave you. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this whole concept of dedication. Hopefully some of you are inspired and hopefully some of you understand why you should dedicate yourself to what you're doing. Okay. So as a gentleman, as I always say, right, you're gonna be inspired. Sure, the unpredictability of life will always remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit, just a little bit of inspiration. I'm gonna love and leave you with a song. This song is called Save Us, and I'm gonna check you next time. Cheers.
Active FM, radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.